Welcome to Home Space and Reason, a podcast about creating a home that thrives.
Hi there, I'm Christina Browning, your host.
If you know your home could be so much more than it is, I discuss home functionality, aesthetics, and automation. I'm a realtor in Portland, Oregon, and a home functionality coach. I geek out on every subject imaginable regarding your home and yard, challenging you to think of your space differently to get the most out of every square foot. I pose questions for you to think through about your space and your reason. This podcast is all positive, offering you virtual fist bumps and celebrating every win. Remember, there's no such thing as perfect, but you can still aim for your best. Follow along on social media under the handle Space and Reason. In this episode, let's discuss home functionality in your kitchen as it pertains to the pileup of dishes, pots, and pans. Sometimes thinking of reducing the chaos in your home can feel overwhelming and you don't know where to start. I would like to break it down into a baby step today in the kitchen, and let's just marinate on the accumulation of dishes, pots, and pans within a day. I was recently visiting someone's home for a long weekend. It's always a good time to see the inner workings of other people's home layouts, habits, struggles, and joy. Over the course of our stay, I recognized that the kitchen sink started accumulating dishes at 6 a.m., and by 3 p.m., the kitchen was fully blown up. What is fascinating is that the linchpin here, in my opinion, was the lack of olive oil or avocado oil. Let me explain. When the first person to wake up in the morning cooked his eggs, despite using a non-stick pan, the eggs stuck a little and the pan was left on the stove for a bit. The remaining bits sat there and dried onto the pan. Several hours later, it was harder to clean because it had been sitting there and no oil was used. So it got moved to the sink, putting off the chore until later. It's kind of a pain to clean stuff when it's all gross and stuck on. Because the sink was already accumulating dishes then, it's no big deal to add more dirty dishes to it. But what if a drop of oil was used in the bottom of the pan, just enough so it didn't stick, which then meant it feels easier to pop that pan under the water to quickly hand wash it, because now that stuff doesn't stick, it takes literally 30 seconds. Notice the linchpin there was the use of some kind of oil so things feel easier. The next linchpin was implementing a habit. The dishwasher was full of clean dishes, so nothing could be done to alleviate the onslaught of the day. What if the deal was, we will empty the dishwasher before we start our day so that zero dirty dishes go on the counter or in the sink, because they can all go directly into the dishwasher without touching everything twice or dealing with every dish twice. Sitting a dish on the counter and then having to load it into the dishwasher later is literally double the effort. Have a rule: no dishes go on the counter or in the sink. If you don't want to empty the dishwasher before starting the day, maybe consider an all-hands-on-deck rule so everyone pitches in and the whole thing ends quickly with a feeling of accomplishment. If everyone uses dishes and if everyone eats, it's everyone's responsibility to pitch in as a team to handle the day-to-day of it. It feels good to be a team. It feels good to knock something out in a matter of a couple of minutes because everybody is working together. The next thing I noticed is that not everything could be put in the dishwasher. And I had forgotten that many years back, a conscious decision I had made is that if it can't go into the dishwasher, it doesn't come into my home. Outside of my son's one thermos for taking hot lunch to school, we don't own anything that has to be hand washed. Now, we choose to hand wash our pots and pans, but they can be put into the dishwasher. I find it quicker to just bust them out immediately after using them because the food comes off so much quicker when it's freshly made. If you dread emptying the dishwasher because everything is wet, or maybe some things are still dirty, deep dive into that. Can you use a different setting on your dishwasher? That way, when you open it, there's not water everywhere. Can you pre-rinse or try a different detergent? Tweak these things until you find a combination that works for you to make it less hard. When things are clean and dry, let's be honest, the task of unloading happens quicker and easier. Boom, that's worth the effort in figuring out what combination of things need to be tweaked so it's easier forever, forever. I did a home functionality session last week in which the kitchen island was so close to the main counter that when the dishwasher was opened, you couldn't get past it because it blocked the entire walkway through the kitchen. This too became a reason that this other family put off emptying the dishwasher. What a pain, right? Maybe the answer here is let's have a person on each side of the dishwasher so that things that go on that side, you grab, and things that go on this side, I grab. I can confidently tell you that if that particular family had implemented these three things that I was telling you about, their kitchen would stay significantly more clean with just a shift in two habits. Using a drop of oil in the pan first thing in the morning, and then emptying the dishwasher so that everything thereafter can be automatically loaded without ever hitting the counter or sink. Gifting forward the items that can't go into the dishwasher is a one-time job, and it isn't something you need to deal with on a daily basis because once it's done, it's done. What can we learn from these two scenarios? Here are some questions to ask yourself about your space and your reason. Now, if you're a new listener, you should know that sound means you can grab a pen and a piece of paper because I'm about to ask you some questions that you may want to write down. Question number one, if we have a dishwasher, do we have a routine and is everyone pitching in? My partner runs the dishwasher every night, that it's full anyways, before going to bed. He preloads the coffee maker and runs the dishwasher as one habit. Could you do something similar in your household? Habit stacking is lovely because there's something that happens anyway in your house at night, can you attach running the dishwasher to that other habit so they both happen easily each night? Question number two, what pots or pans are left out either on the stove or countertop and why? If I have a particularly difficult pan to clean and I find it's a reoccurring situation, why? Is it because I'm not using oil? Is it because it's an old pan? It's just not functional anymore. Can I gift forward pans that are especially frustrating and only keep those that clean more efficiently? Question number three, do we have things getting touched twice or worse, three times? If the answer is yes, you could handle some tweaking in your family habits. And that involves everyone. Everyone that eats in your household should be pitching in here. It can be so fast. It can feel happy like it's a team effort. And you're removing dread from the family dynamic. Question number four, do we have a traffic flow problem when the walkway gets impeded by the open dishwasher, thereby making us dread emptying it because it's just dumb and hard? Best case scenario is moving the dishwasher or island so that it isn't an issue anymore. P.S. If you're building a home or you know someone that is, be aware that this is an issue. Make sure that your open dishwasher doesn't block your whole kitchen flow. If a remodel isn't in the cards for you, you can hack it by having another person be on the other side of the dishwasher so it's less irritating. I love having a clean kitchen at the end of the night, dimming my under cabinet lights and having the sense of peace that a chaos-free kitchen can give you. Like, no matter what tomorrow brings, this combination of habits can handle it. This is sustainable for the long haul. This feels easy now that we have identified the tweaks that we need. This is possible for everyone with an intimate examination of why things are hard right now. You can make them less hard so that your kitchen functionality is better. Not to harp on lighting for the 100th time, but if you don't have dimmers yet, maybe look into that. There's nothing better than a clean kitchen with the lights dimmed to wind down your day. You don't have to be terribly handy to install a dimmer yourself. Here's to less chaos in the kitchen, my friends. Notice your self-talk. Give yourself some grace and celebrate every little win. When I first created this podcast, I started at episode 1 explaining what home functionality even is, and I built on it hoping people would consume it from the beginning. So if you didn't start at episode 1, I'd invite you to loop back and start there so you don't miss all the buried gems. I have a soft spot in my heart for episode 10, all about the home you're living in, making you act differently. It impacts who you are and who you will become. Episode 21 is all about what makes people passionate about their homes and what makes a person really love their space. Now, I'm a house geek, totally and 100%, and I believe it's fun to think about and break down the why behind it all. Everything is figure outable. So if you haven't started at the beginning with episode 1, I invite you to. It's an enjoyable and relaxing journey. And if you have any friends that you think might enjoy this, thank you for helping me spread the word. Did you know that you can hire me? Yep. If you happen to live in the greater Metro Portland, Oregon area, and you'd like to hire me as your home coach or as your realtor, reach out to me through social media or my website, spaceandreason.com. I'll meet you here next time, my friends.